You are listening to episode 5 of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. Yet again, I have a snoring baby snuggled up with me because I have a certain little almost 3-month-old who does not let me put him down, which is actually just fine with me. It's what I've come to expect, at least for the first 6 months. So this is how podcasts are going to be recorded for at least the first 3 months of the podcast, maybe even more. In today's episode, I want to talk about cast iron and using it in your kitchen. I do not know what I would do without cast iron. I've gone on a few vacations to an Airbnb where all they have is a couple of little dinky nonstick skillets. And I honestly do not know what to do with myself. As a from scratch cook, it's just not sufficient. It doesn't hold up to how I like to cook. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. My name is Lisa, mom of 6 and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch cooking and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way. Now, if you haven't yet started using cast iron in your kitchen, I'm really hoping to convince you that you should. I know that people get the false idea that they're hard to use, they're hard to clean, and that couldn't be further from the truth. If you're already a cast iron convert, you definitely know what I'm talking about. If you walked into my kitchen, pretty much any day of the week, anytime, you're going to see no less than 4 cast iron skillets sitting on top of it. I never have any intention of putting those away. They belong on my stove. They are used, pretty much all 4 of them are used 3 times a day. Normally, whenever I'm cooking for my family of 8, I will get all 4 burners going and all of my cast iron skillets going at one time. I'll leave seasoning for the end because you might already have a seasoned cast iron skillet. If you want to jump straight to that information, you can go to my blog. I do have a post on how to season it. It's actually really simple, and I have not seasoned my cast iron skillets since the first time I did it. So I know a lot of times people talk about re-seasoning them. Mine have never needed to be re-seasoned. They all just, because they're used constantly and I cook things that have a fat content, even when I don't, honestly, they get mini re-seasoned often, but we'll go more into that later. Let's first talk about what I like to cook in them and why I love them so much. So first of all, the purpose of cast iron and the reason that a lot of cooks really love cast iron is that they are heavy and they hold their heat. So if you preheat a cast iron skillet and you put something bready on it, for example, like a pizza crust, it will get it nice and crispy because it is hitting a hot preheated surface. So I like to make, for example, I have this on my blog, but you don't even need to visit the blog. This is so simple, a pizza crust. So I use my sourdough starter that I have sitting out on my counter pretty much all times. I put a cast iron skillet in the oven on 400 degrees. I let it preheat and then I pull the skillet out and just put a little tiny touch of olive oil and then a couple scoops of sourdough starter until if you spread out the sourdough starter, it fills up the whole skillet. I'll even kind of put it up the sides of the skillet, but when it hits that preheated cast iron skillet, it instantly turns into a hard pizza crust. Daniel, you are just snoring way too much. I'm gonna try to reposition him and get him to not snore, but might be fighting a losing battle on this one. Hopefully you can hang with me anyways. If not, check back in a few months and I might be able to put Daniel down a bit. So anyways, after I spread the sourdough starter all out and up the sides, I drizzle it with a little bit more olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe some Italian herbs like basil, oregano, rosemary, thyme, anything like that. A dried Italian mix also works great just to give it a little bit of flavor. Pop it back in the oven for a few more minutes and you'll have a pizza crust that actually can be removed from the skillet. It sticks not at all. It sticks so little that you could actually take it out without it sticking and you could even put it on a cookie sheet if you wanted to. Now I go on to add the sauce and the cheese right there in the skillet and cook it in there and we have the pizza out of the skillet. Now alternatively you can make the same thing with the pizza stone, but the premise of a pizza stone is the exact same as the skillet, the cast iron skillet. It is something that is able to be preheated because the material that it's made from holds the heat. And so that's why you can use your skillet to do the exact same thing as the pizza stone. So that's one thing I love about the cast iron skillet is that it holds its heat. So whenever I'm making pancakes, for example, my sourdough pancakes, or as I've been making recently, my sourdough crepes, which is essentially a dozen eggs, a little bit of cream, a little bit of sourdough starter, not even a lot, it's mostly eggs. I get all four of my skillets preheating on about medium heat, and now that I'm using a gas stove, this is very much an estimation because I'm using a 1949 gas stove, and so I gotta kind of watch my flame and get it to where it's just touching the bottom of the skillets, but not like enveloping them, that's not the right word, you know what I mean, going out around the sides. And then I am going to town. I can put a crepe on each skillet. They cook really quickly, really evenly, because I've preheated the skillets. It's like a dream. And I don't even have to wash them. I never wash them after making pancakes or crepes. The only time I will wash my skillet is if something sticks really badly, but I'm getting ahead of myself, so we'll go more into that a little bit later. Another thing I like to make is crispy potatoes. So again, with the preheating, Daniel, you're being extremely loud, buddy. So I get some coconut oil or avocado oil, usually coconut oil. That's my go-to for crispy potatoes. Preheating over medium heat in my cast iron skillet. And once a chopped potato sizzles when it hits, I will start dropping the potatoes in and avoid the temptation to stir. If you don't stir, they will get a nice brown coat on the bottom where they have touched that hot oil. And then you basically flip them one time, just like you do with pancakes or anything that you don't want to stick to the cast iron skillet. I have more of a explanation on the blog, but you don't really need it. That is pretty much the premise of it. I also like to brown meat. So if you want to make a steak and you want that nice brown finish on it, you can get some butter or oil going, preheated. When that steak hits it and it sizzles, you're gonna get that brown that seals in all the juices. Another thing I love to do is fry eggs in my skillet. So before I got into cast iron, which was probably close to 9-ish years ago, I feel like a lot of my things, my sourdough starter's 9 years old, I've had my Berkey for 9 years. It's around the time when I really started to get into all of this like from scratch living. But anyways, before that, I used to use a stainless steel set that I received as a gift for my wedding shower and try to cook fried eggs, you know, an over easy fried egg in a stainless steel pan, and you are going to be bummed. It does not work, it sticks. Now I'm sure with enough oil, some of you probably have done it. I'm probably, you know, if you preheat it, use a lot of oil, it probably can be nonstick, but you still have to wash it afterwards. With a cast iron skillet, you can completely cook fried eggs and it not even stick even a tiny bit, to where all you need to do is maybe like wipe it out a little bit for the next meal. Honestly, I don't, because I know that we're gonna be using it again within just a few hours. So it just makes it so, so easy. Now this is another reason why I don't use a dishwasher in our kitchen. I cook so much with cast iron that I don't really feel like I do a ton of cleaning. Now, of course, something sticks, so we're gonna move now into the cleaning category. I do have to clean them. Now, an example would be if you're making like ground beef or some kind of meat, a lot of times that will stick. Also, if I am making my salmon burgers, I like to clean it after that just because it smells like salmon, and that's not something that I want to taste on the next day's pancakes. But a lot of things that I cook in the skillet do not require cleaning. Now, if it sticks on there and it sticks bad, because that can happen with certain foods, I use my stainless steel scrubbers. Now, don't tell anybody, because I know that you're not supposed to do that. And people get really nervous that I am just wiping away all of the wonderful seasoning that I have on my aged cast iron skillets. I'm sure it's against the rules, but I promise you, I have been using them, the stainless steel chore boy type scrubbers, for the last, I mean, years and years and years, to get off anytime something does stick to my skillets, and it's not a problem. My skillets are still perfectly seasoned, so the next day I will cook pancakes in them and they won't stick at all. So I find that it totally works. If something gets stuck on them, I just use hot water and my Chorboy stainless steel scrubbers and it comes clean. Now the key with cleaning a cast iron skillet is you have to wipe it out. Danny needs his mommy to stand up. But I wanted to sit down and record my podcast, buddy. But like I said, I don't put my cast iron skillets away. They stay on my stove. But even more, if you're going to put your cast iron skillets in a drawer or in a cabinet and you're gonna stack them up and there's a tiny bit of water in between them, you're going to have rust. You have to make sure they're completely dry. Now what I'll do is if I'm washing a skillet, I will, you know, get it scrubbed out with my stainless steel scrubber. If it's really stuck on, I will put it on my stove and turn the stove on high and allow that water just to evaporate off. And then I'll just throw a touch of coconut oil in it and kind of, you know, move my skillet, hold the handle and kind of swirl it around so that it recoats it. And then I'll just turn off the heat and let it sit there. And that is almost like a mini re-seasoning, because the point of seasoning is basically to fill all the little holes or pores of the cast iron with an oil and saturate it. So doing that does kind of allow for a mini reseasoning because you're using heat and oil. Another option for cleaning cast iron skillets is to use a salt scrub. Now I actually did put this in my book. So I have a book coming out February 1st, 2020 called Simple Farmhouse Life, same as this podcast, obviously. And it is made with some salt and a few other things. And so if you're really, really scared that the stainless steel scrubber is going to damage your skillet, which, like I said, I've done it so many times and I don't know why it's a rule, because it just doesn't. But anyways, you can take that salt scrub and use a rag and just kind of rub that salt dry into the whatever is stuck on, and then add some hot water and it comes right out. It looks really shiny because there's a little bit of oil in the salt scrub, and that's a really good way to do it too. But usually that is just too much effort for me. Another thing that tends to stick really badly whenever I am cooking it is my toasted coconut flakes. So I brown up some coconut flakes and add a little bit of honey or maple syrup, and it really caramelizes and it definitely does get into the skillet and it sticks. Now with that, I will add some hot water and let the hot water sit just for a few minutes. I don't let my cast iron skillet sit in hot water overnight because it'll rust. It'll rust out onto my sink, which I don't like, but I'll let it get hot and sit for a few minutes. You could also put a little hot water in and then just put it onto your stove and let it simmer. And then I will go forth with the stainless steel scrubber and all of that. But that's another thing that sticks, and usually that hot water really loosens it up. Now, I just want to say that cast iron is the most low maintenance cookware I've ever had. I've had the same skillets all these years. I would say at this point, they're even better than they were before. I like to say that there's only two things in the kitchen that get better with age. That is sourdough starter and cast iron skillets. They get more nonstick, they just get better. And I've used the nonstick and the stainless. The nonstick stuff starts peeling off. I feel like I have to delicately clean it like a little, I have to baby it, because otherwise all that stuff comes off and it flakes off. And then with stainless, it's a good, healthy option, but everything sticks so badly. I just can't believe people still use anything but cast iron. I want to convert you all because it's just so much easier in the kitchen. All right, let's talk a little bit about seasoning cast iron. Let's say you purchased a cast iron skillet from a thrift shop, an antique shop, you found one secondhand, or even if it's brand new and it's just not quite being nonstick like you had hoped, you can reseason it. And it's super easy to do. So what I recommend to do first is to clean it really, really well. Now, I personally would use the stainless steel scrubber and just use tons of hot water and just get that thing as clean as you possibly can with a lot of elbow grease. Then just dry it off really, really well with paper towels. Now, if you do use a tea towel, which I often do to dry my cast iron skillets, it will leave a black coat on the tea towel. So make sure it's not one that you love. Now this goes for even whenever you are cleaning cast iron, because it still will, even once it's well seasoned. Then just coat the entire thing, handle, bottom, top, all of it, with a very, very thin coat of oil. Now, I personally use a coconut oil, and then just put it in a 450 degree oven for about an hour. Now, you can continue to repeat this process until you feel like it is seasoned properly and your food isn't sticking. Now, there are a few keys to cooking in a way that does not make the thing stick. So like I already mentioned before, there are some things that I feel like no matter what you do, they're going to stick, and that just happens. But there are some foods that shouldn't. Like I mentioned before, fried eggs, anything bread related. So English muffins, like my sourdough English muffins, pancakes, crepes, anything that has that bready component, the pizza crust, it should not stick. And here's how. It needs to be properly preheated before anything touches it. So if you take a skillet and you turn the heat on and then right away you put your pancake batter on, it for sure will stick. It has to be a preheated surface, and that's how you will enjoy the nonstick. You also need to have a fat component. Now, not always. Once your skillets are very well seasoned, I could go out there right now in my kitchen and preheat the skillet, add some pancake batter, and it would not stick. But sometimes if the skillet doesn't have the proper amount of seasoning, you need to add a little bit of coconut oil or, you know, some kind of frying oil or butter, for example, and that will help it to not stick as well. Now, I do, like I said, find now that my skillets are so well seasoned, I wouldn't even need that, but I do like to preheat a little bit of fat because it gives my pancakes kind of a fried taste. It almost tastes like a donut around the edges. It kind of makes this crinkle, and it's just really good. Another key is to not flip too much. I talked about this with the potatoes, same with the pancakes. I aim for one flip. I wait until I see the bubbles on the top. It's just like cooking pancakes on a nonstick, really. Either way, you don't want to flip a lot. But even more so, I find with cast iron, once the pan kind of releases the food with enough heat, you flip and then allow it to work the magic on the other side. The two rules for cleaning are no soap and to make sure it is dry. Those are absolute rules. For cooking, preheating is my number one cast iron rule. Now, I've even used a cast iron waffle iron, and it has all these tiny little grooves, but again, as long as it is preheated, it perfectly releases the waffles. You can see that on my waffle, sourdough waffle video and blog post. I show you how to cook waffles in cast iron waffle makers, which seem really old-fashioned. But again, if you utilize them properly, they really can work just fine. Now, one question I get asked over and over again. Now, I got asked this a lot more in my old house because in my old house, I had a flat top, glass top cook stove, or, you know, oven stove, range, whatever you want to call it. And people ask me all the time, wait a minute, I thought you weren't allowed to cook with cast iron on a flat top stove. Okay, here's my thinking on this. It's probably not allowed. So the answer to the question is, it depends on how much of a rebel you are. But here's my thoughts on the thing. I think our stove in our last house cost maybe $500. And I figured that the worst that could happen would be that it would get a few scratches. Now, of course, the worst that could happen would be that it actually shattered it. But I cooked for 8-ish years on that stove with cast iron. I never once shattered it. I have tons of kids. And it probably was scratched because I use that thing. I mean, 3 times a day I use that thing. But I'm not gonna let a $500 stove determine how I cook. That stove is a tool for me, and I needed that tool to function by allowing me to cook with cast iron because any other pan just does not work for a cook like me. And so it might not be allowed. It might void your stove warranty, but honestly, I don't care. If we had a flat top in this house, I would still for sure be using cast iron, even if it was a brand new one. The stove is almost worthless to me if I can't use cast iron on it. So I guess my answer to that question is it probably isn't allowed, but I really don't care. So that depends on, you know, what you want to do. It never did ruin mine. We sold the house with that stove
the person who bought it wasn't like, oh, hey, I noticed there's a few scratches on your flat top. It was also super dirty too, because we just put that thing through the ringer. We use our kitchen a lot. Again, with that being said, I did put this poll out on Facebook a few years ago when this discussion was a little bit hotter than it is now. And I had so many people telling me that they too use cast iron on their flat top. So I'm not the only person who does this. Obviously, this is a super common thing. And so you can certainly find others that have done the same and get their experiences. Another little side note is we do have quartz countertops in this house. We had quartz countertops in our last house, and I do not set my skillets directly on them. I usually will put like a tea towel or a hot pad in between, even if they're not hot, because there's always a little bit of water, or you know, there might be a little bit of water sitting on your counter. And anytime the cast iron interacts with water, it will rust. And I got really sick of cleaning rust spots off of my white quartz. And so that is something that I do try to avoid. Usually if I'm setting down my skillet anywhere other than the stove, I will just put like a little tea towel down to protect the surface. Now, if it does, you can totally get it off. I use lemon essential oil and just a lot of elbow grease, and it does come off. It's just to avoid that annoyance. You might want to try to not do that. All right, you can check in the show notes. I have a post and a video where I show you how to season a cast iron skillet. I have several videos where I show myself cooking in them. I mean, pretty much all my cooking videos, you're gonna see me cooking in my cast iron skillet, or I even have a cast iron Dutch oven. And you can refer to some of those if you want to see some of these principles in action. Let me know, go over to Instagram and weigh in on the discussion. And let me know if you use cast iron. I think probably most of you do at this point. I feel like people are definitely starting to see the advantages of cooking with cast iron. I can't live without it. Whenever I go on a vacation, they have like a little plastic type of spatula, like flipper thing, and a nonstick. I just don't even know what to do with myself. I feel like, how am I supposed to cook with these wimpy little tools? They just could break. I need my tough stainless steel flipper and my cast iron skillet. All right, well, if this is your first time listening to the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast, or even if it's not, make sure to hit the subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Leave a review. I really would appreciate it. That would help me out so much. Also, you can follow up with me. You can find me on farmhouseonboone.com, Instagram at farmhouseonboone, youtube.com/farmhouseonboone. All right, well, thank you so much for listening.